Now, Israel has carried out a fresh drone attack on Lebanon's Bekaa region near the border with Syria. The attack was reportedly aimed at positions belonging to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, but the group said the attack failed to target its posts. No immediate reports of casualties. Strike follows a drone attack which hit near the Lebanese capital, Beirut, on Sunday. Attack drew a strong reaction from the country's resistance movement. Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah vowed to respond to the attack. He said the group will do anything to prevent such incidents from happening.
Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says the resistance movement will retaliate for Israel's drone attack inside Lebanon. He stressed that Hezbollah will not allow a repeat of the Iraq scenario.
In Lebanon, we will not allow such drone attacks, and we will do anything to prevent such a course, no matter what the price might be. From now on, we will target any Israeli drone that violates Lebanon's airspace.
Sayed Nasrallah condemned the Sunday drone attack, which took place in a southern suburb of Beirut, as an unacceptable Israeli violation. The drone attack came shortly after an Israeli strike in the Damascus countryside, which led to the killing of two Hezbollah members.
I said before, and I was not kidding, if Israel kills any of our members in Syria, we respond in Lebanon, not in the Shaba farms. I say to the Israeli army along the border, from tonight, be ready and wait for us. What happened yesterday will not pass.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah made the remarks during a ceremony celebrating the second anniversary of the defeat of Takfiri terrorists in northeastern Lebanon. He recalled the significance of the withdrawal of the terrorists and the end of years of shelling, kidnapping, and car bomb attacks. Hezbollah supporters believe the resistance was able to not only defeat the Takfiri terrorists, but also to foil the U.S.-Israeli plots in Syria and Lebanon's Bekaa Valley.
We thank God that we defeated the Takfiri monsters that were created by Israel to defame Islam, but the true Muslims defeated them.
This is a victory for all of Lebanon, and that's why today you see people from all religions and sects coming to celebrate security and stability.
Lebanon is celebrating the day when the presence of Takfiri terrorists came to an end after years of fierce battles. Today, the Takfiri threat is still looming, while the Israeli threat is also persistent, keeping the resistance and the Lebanese army on high alert. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, from the town of Al Ain in the Lebanese Bekaa.